Greetings, my fellow Freedom Love Sovereign Thinkers. Thank you for tuning to LL3 Podcast. My name is Craig, transmitted from the beautiful realms of planet Earth. Today's date is Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. This is episode 1717. Florida lawmakers passed social media age verification and Constitution would terminate the most uncontrolled despotism. Before I proceed, you can follow me on multiple social media sites and podcast channels. Just type in Loki Luck number 3, Loki Luck Roman number 3 with your three eyes, or the Loki Luck Roman number 3 podcast. Furthermore, if you have any questions, comments, sending me information, etc., whatever you do, please use the quorum. Reach me at ll3.podcast@proton.me. If you want to donate, go to paypal.me or cash.app/LokiLuck3. Yeah, it's almost been over a week. I've been focused on a few things, trying to decide what I want to do and all that good stuff. But I'm doing all right. So anyone is listening, don't worry. Everything's under control. Man, a lot of stuff has been occurring. I've just been going through articles and information and listening to some interviews and all that. It is just insane. Now they're talking about the CIA was involved on the conflict with Ukraine and towards Russia. And I wouldn't be surprised based on their past history. You could think of the CIA coup of Iran Prime Minister Mohammad Mosaddegh, 1953, and many other areas as well, overthrowing governments, all that good stuff, trying to fulfill Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, The Grand Chessboard, right? Yeah. People know where I post myself on this matter. The United States should have never got involved in Ukraine, period. We don't like nations and foreign agents telling us how to live, how to think, and who to vote for, who I want to wipe our rear ends. The Dangers of Foreign Powers and Influence by John Jay, Fellows Papers 2-5. I did a show on that. You can look it up. Well, not just read the damn thing. Stop listening to all the bobbleheads, the pencil neck geeks, all these walking anti-matter. Red, blue, we're gonna get screwed. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. There's even a claim by interview on the Gray Zone. Got the John, a person's name, talking about Netanyahu wants Trump back in so he can have his little bellboy. Netanyahu is a war criminal. Before October 7th, if you folks recall, he did the lockdowns on all the businesses and conscripting to the COVID jab. Yeah, that's a real man. I would want to kiss the floor he walks on. Yeah! He's a gyno, a Jew in name only, a total globalist fraud. Yeah! The synagogue of Satan, to be exact. Yeah, it's racist. You're being anti-Semitic. Here's my middle finger. Just imagine it. Man, and of course, Utah, the governor signed the bill into law, the Utah Sovereignty Act, which any laws, federal laws considered unconstitutional, don't apply to the Beehive State. And if some folks are wigging out, I was literally reading some of the stuff from people. Oh, well, the Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution. All these beaker haulers came everywhere. Yes, I know in the state constitution, Utah is not supposed to be, is considered an inseparable state, inseparable from the Union. So technically, they can't secede. Some people claim it's secession. No, it's nullification. Any commandeering doctrine. Wyoming had one very particular, a Wyoming Sovereignty Act. Same element. If you read Texas Constitution, they're considered a free sovereign state. Remember, folks, we're supposed to be considered 50 different states, the jurisdictions. There's no such thing as one size fits all in these United States. If you believe that, you're in La La Land. Drink up, Jim Jones would say. Drink up, baby. Yep, and of course, Joe Biden had the audacity, wants to try to tell people you can't use these Second Amendment Protection Acts. You know what? Remember that law, that one decision, the Hawaii Supreme Court said, we're not going to, the U.S. United States Supreme Court should butt out. Because they were, oh, a Second Amendment issue. But here's the thing. Now, you can utilize that to these maggots, the factioneers that want to suppress our natural rights, which were born with them, but they believe they're smarter. You can tell them where to go. Nullification works, folks. Any questions? Study the history of why the 18th Amendment, which was prohibition of alcohol sales, got repealed roughly 15 years later. So states' rights is the key. Yes, I am a 10th Amendment supporter and common law, natural law, and no such thing as government knows best because it turns to manure. I can go on and on and on. And I was like reading through here on Judicial Watch. Some news in reference to the State Department. Judicial Watch settled a State Department lawsuit that uncovered Hillary Clinton's unsecured non-government emails. This came out today, judicialwatch.org, which is pretty damn cool. I'm very proud what Tom Fitton's doing. And they have these, because I remember reading some of the emails they got, and they actually released it about Benghazi. And whew, man, that wench, the Bushite wench, had knowledge of what occurred on September 11th, 2012. 2012, yeah, Benghazi. Months before when I read. And, of course, they agreed on a settlement of $97,000. Our historic lawsuit is now officially over and settled through a remarkable payment of $97,000 by the corrupt State Department. Hillary Clinton ignored the law but received special protection from both the courts and law enforcement. But if you're Donald Trump, crucify him, cast some stones, hoorah, 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 right? Bigotry, political Jim Crow at its finest. Doesn't matter if you love Donald Trump or not. So I was like, interesting here, because on a FOIA request and all that, they're trying to like block it. Hey, judicialwatch.org. I'll leave this on the footnotes for extra stuff that you can read for yourself. It's very good, very good. And many of the witnesses, the cover-ups, John Hackett and Heather Samuelson, Justin Cooper. Oh, yeah, they admit it. They had knowledge. Of course, Jake Sullivan. Yeah, you can read it for yourself. So support this guy. Support his organization. It's very good. We're going around censor.news. I was actually took a little glance on some of the stuff that's been occurring. Yeah, of course, the whole Google thing. They want to try to get rid of all whiteness. Yeah, Vikings are dark skinned now. And the whole Google AI. A bunch of anuses, right? Oh, yeah. So, I'll say this. The Natural News is doing, what does Natural News have here? Fluoride Action Network suing to stop water fluoridation nationwide. Support that. Odors of unregulated gas stations, heroin, are on the rise across the U.S. USDA funding dangerous bird flu experiments with Chinese scientists that some fear could spark a whole new pandemic. And of course, Biden's 2024 Title IX revision will criminalize students who misgendered LGBTQ classmates. Yeah, so if you offend somebody, you're going to jail, because I'm Joe Biden and I forgot that message. Yeah, so we'll see here. Missouri deployed National Guard and State Patrol troopers to Texas to help secure the border. And this is one interesting here. New Americans, Alex Newman says DeSantis' call for constitutional convention is a recipe for disaster. Damn straight. Shut your mouth, Ronald McDonald, dumbed down Donald, whatever you want to call himself, DeSantis. You don't know what the hell you're doing. We got the 10th Amendment, fool. And all you people, oh yeah, we need a constitutional state convention. No, I go by Article 6, not Article 5. Give me a break. Guys are pathetic. That's why we got nullification, 10th Amendment, anti-commandeering doctrine. Hello. So I'll continue on here. People love the hype, but they allow the fine print. And of course, blacklisted news, self-spreading vaccines are closer than you think. Deconstructing HR 3202, Israel lobby's persistent role in sanctioning Syria. So they want the United States to sanction Syria. Woo! We're going to do it for you. Yeah, Benjamin Netanyahu. Yeah, we're going to do it for you. We're going to do it for APEC. I'm not going to be anti-Semitic. We don't want to hurt our feelings. We don't want to offend you guys. Yeah, give the big bird, you know, or penile microphone. Come on. Fake terrorism and the genocide agenda. Of course, Building 7, Men in Black. This building has been secured. It was interesting. It was like a little glimpse video. And from Richard Gage, by the way, who's has his own own organization, and talking about Building 7. And remember, they pulled it down, and of course two people that were talking were from the fire department, New York Fire Department, and they had the men in black. So you gotta get going. So wait a minute, if you're right now, there's a fire going on, and you're gonna tell them to move away? That's a crime, according to one of the firefighters say. So definitely check that out. And if you look at the PBS's video, okay, it was called America Rebuild. It's called America Rebuild. Larry Silverstein said, pull it. Pull it means bring it down. Because if you go before the other chapters, when Larry Silverstein made a statement, the demolition crew said the same thing. But we're going to pull down the remains of 4, 5, and 6. Pull it down means we're going to blow it up. Context clues. All right, context clues. So you guys always got to really pay attention. And let me see here. CIA built 12 secret spy bases in Ukraine and waged a shadow war for last decade. Bombshell New York Times report confirms. And bizarre. That's old stuff. Let me see. The Gaza shows Britain as an oligarchy. Let's stop pretending it isn't. That's the expose. And the European Union proposed to ban repairs on cars over 15 years old. We are smarter than you. We never done this before, but our wrist hurts. That's how we paid our dues. Yes, bitch slap them all, right? News target, Trump appeals $464 million ruling in politically motivated New York civil fraud case, which that judge should be thrown in prison. And that skank, what's her name? Attorney General James, yeah, get them all. It's the Empire State, crush them. Peerless hacks. And this is why I don't blame the truckers. If they do this boycott, it's not going to happen overnight. But get them where it hurts. And I know a lot of truck drivers hate going to New York City because they get treated like garbage. I've been business relating to truck drivers. We always give them courtesy, respect them dearly, and even work with them when it's necessary when you're working in their trailers. Okay, so hey, they're human beings, you show some respect. Without them, many of you guys will have to find a way of getting your own damn food. Okay? So I'll continue on here. And of course, Medley Rain Penelope, 15-month. No, that's old. Sorry about that. Oh yeah, right here, schfplan.com. Hemorrhagic fever outbreak in Nigeria. 72 dead from Lassa fever. And let's go. Whew. Oh, man. Sorry. Proposed Quebec language rules will lead to fewer products, higher prices. That's what a lawyer says. Oh, yeah. Hey, check this out. Big League Politics. Globalist Koch Network pulls the plug on Nikki Haley after her dismal presidential primary performances. Let me see here. Yep. Okay. This is one for Big League Politics. Yeah. British judge overseeing extradition case for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to work for defense industry. interesting there because they're still putting it on hold as I speak, as we speak. On Julian Assange, I say leave him alone, dismiss, have him go back to see his families. We need to end this cancer of the war on journalism, the war on the press. And you know what? If the ass clowns and the Department of Justice don't like it, they can stick it to resign or not. You should go to jail. You should be charged for espionage or treason. Your usurpation is treason, okay, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I'm going to go keep on going down a little bit here. Oh, great game. India orders BrahMos cruise missiles worth $2.3 billion. Vice shut down website and lays off hundreds of staff. And let me see here. That's classified. Biden addresses Taylor Swift endorsement rumors. Who cares? There's a claim that she's using demonic presentations at her concerts. So, but you know what? I don't even listen to her, but who the hell cares? And let me see. Oh, yeah. Reclaim the Net, an analysis of how the Supreme Court has reacted to the biggest online censorship cases of a generation. And, oh, involved. North Carolina County bans fluoride from water supply over concern about side effects on children. Only in China, like a giant ant farm housing 30,000 humans. That's from Technocracy News. Uh-huh. And, of course, German tourists tortured and murdered in South Africa after kindly picking up hitchhiker. You don't pick up hitchhikers. I'm sorry. Oh, Sylvester Stallone. Interesting here. Involved. Sylvester Stallone says he's leaving California permanently. And, oh, here's it from Remix. Oh, that's from Remix on the German touristing. And, of course, now back down here, Hungarian Constitution could guarantee caste usage right. Of course. Screw what they say. Oh, well, we need to use and be caste society. Give them the big bird. So, Gray Zone, State Department downplays reports of Israeli soldiers sexually abusing, slaughtering Palestinian women. Big claim on that. And, of course, Middle Eastern Eye, U.S. officials grilled over lack of congressional approvals of Houthi strikes. And Critical.co, CO, leak Gaza ceasefire proposal, U.S. psychological warfare, Hamas. We all, a lot of us know that Hamas is Mossad approved, right? Made by Mossad. All news pipeline. Shocking revelations of closely guarded secrets. This took us government institutions and authority figures skyrocket. It took them so long. Never trust the governments in their own declaration of rights under these United States. Don't let these other yahoos tell you any different. And, oh, yeah. 100% fed up. Video footage shows moment mother and daughter killed by driver speeding through an intersection. Wow. New American, leftism is a politics of weakness. Zero head, Trump asked judge to block testimony from Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels. And end of the American dream. Four absolutely massive bombshells about the war in Ukraine that every American needs to see. Information liberation. Washington Post runs vile hit piece smearing Aaron Bushnell in the wake of self-immolation. Day of Reckoning, America or Athens. Yeah, interesting there. This is what's sent by Children's Health Defense. Pfizer quietly studied myocarditis in children a month before FDA authorized COVID shots for kids ages 5 through 11. Yeah, trust the state, right? NTD, U.S. Army cutting 24,000 job openings in future force design. Speaker Johnson, very optimistic about Congress can prevent government shutdown 3 days from deadline. And let me see here. American Greatness, Dan Proft commentary endowed by our government. Human events, Polish farmers march in the streets of Warsaw to protest EU Green Deal and Ukrainian imports. Human events, again, Florida's libel bill paves the road to free speech hell. I'm going to have to check that out. I know I'm taking a little longer than my rant, but, you know, it's all good to know these things. Yeah, it's interesting here. House Bill 757 is called. A bill which is supposedly designed to defeat the left's attempt to weaponize journalism by, as President Trump might say, tightening up libel laws. In theory, these goals are noble, but unfortunately, House Bill 757 tightens up those laws so much that conservatives themselves may find it difficult to breathe. Well, if you read Article 1, Section 4 of the Florida Constitution, if you can prove it's libel, yeah, then you got a case. So tighten up these libel laws. Who the hell cares? I don't listen to them. I just mock them. All these jugheads, I just mock them dearly. So you know what? That's how you do it. You don't get mad. You get inspired. Don't believe the hype what you hear, my friends. You know, just observe responsibly. Don't let these idiots say anything. This is why I was against the public nuisance law in Florida. And Florida's Protection from Anti-Semitism Act, which is illegal, unconstitutional. In Article 1, Section 10, talks about prohibited bills and impairing contracts cannot be legislated. So those bills are considered null and void, which I'm going to be talking about possibly one of those bills which got passed by the legislation. And people have the right to know. So I'll be right back with that. Stay tuned. I'm back. Well, if we're going to be reading here, it came from ReclaimTheNet.org. My dog's bouncing back and forth, so it's okay. This was entitled, Florida Lawmakers Pass Social Media Age Verification Online ID Law, Ignoring Constitutional Concerns. It is up to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to decide if he's going to sign the Privacy Invasive and Restrictive Bill. It's by Christina Moss. Let's read what she says here. Florida legislative bodies have passed a bill mandating online ID checks and age verification. Even though critics say it raises constitutional, that is, First Amendment issues tied primarily to privacy and anonymous speech. The bill, Online Protections for Minors, was passed late last week with a 108-7 vote in the House, after the 23-14 vote in the state Senate. Republicans and Democrats are on both sides of the fence, some supporting it and others opposing it. And I do have the link for that, but I'm going to continue on what it says here on the bill. So Governor Ron DeSantis, meanwhile, was reluctant to endorse the bill ahead of the voting, saying that while social media can use harm to teenagers, he was concerned about anonymous speech and privacy implications. He also appears to agree with the bill's critics, who says it's parents rather than laws that should do the job of monitoring how their children use the internet. Some parents cited by the press also agree with this take on the situation and bring up the issue of parental rights to regulate children's online activities. The bill's purpose is to force certain social media platforms to ban certain minors as they attempt to create new accounts and prevent them from doing so by verifying their age. Certain platforms in question here are sites that track users, enable minors to upload content and communicate with other users, and have features considered to be addictive or resulting in excessive or compulsive use. The bill further mandates the method of age verification and requires certain social media platforms to terminate certain accounts and provide additional options for termination of such accounts. And it gives the Department of Legal Affairs the authority to bring actions for knowing of reckless violations under the Florida Deceptive and Unfair Trade Practices Act. The bill would become law if signed by DeSantis. Senate Speaker Paul Renner, his fellow Republican, thinks that this will happen because before it was sent to the House, the bill was amended in a way Renner believes resolves the issue the governor has raised. Those who back the legislation believe it will help with problems such as alleged rising suicide rates among children, cyberbullying, and more. Opponents, however, think that the bill describes at this time one of the most restrictive of its kind in the U.S. violates the First Amendment. And it's interesting about rising suicide rates among children. How many of these children are on psychotropic drugs? SSRI, can that be possible SSRI cases? Absolutely. So I'm looking through this. This is like 15 pages long on this bill. And let me see here. Oops, one moment. What the heck? Hold on here. Oop, boom. Let me just, okay. I'll hit that. Sorry, it looks like I had a little bit of technical difficulty, but it's minor. It's all well and good. And, yep, so that's what they call it here. On this bill, it's like 15 pages long. It gives you a whole introduction. It's a contract, you know. And, of course, social media use for minors. And, of course, account holders may use residents who opens an account, create profile, identify by social media. That's something like Nikki Haley talked about that, okay? Well, she's not really eligible for president because, if I'm correct, both their parents were foreign born or not even naturalized citizens. So she's considered null and void. Oh, you're a racist! That's, when they say that to you, you have your facts. They're saying, hey, yeah, I'm clueless. I'm an idiot. I'm going to call you racist because I'm too damn stupid to do my own homework. But I'll continue on here. Tell the definition of what addictive features means and departments and residents have lived there for more than 6 months. And they go, it goes pretty further here on age verification, which I find very chilling on this. So, and of course, if age verification is performed using anonymous age verification methods, insurers. So, this is just a bunch of yin and yang and the penalties. One of the penalties here, it says could go up to $50,000 per violation. All right, third party knowingly recklessly performed age verification, as they'll be violating the Unfair and Deceptive Trade Act. Civil actions for a claim under this subsection must be brought within 1 year of the violation. And, of course, about social media platform, but knowingly recklessly violates for failing to terminate an account with the required time after being notified to do so by a minor account holder or of a confirmed parent or guardian is liable to such minor account holders failing to terminate the account, including court costs and reasonable attorney fees as ordered by the court. Claimants may be awarded up to $10,000 per damage. And, of course, let me see here. I'm just browsing through. Yeah, there's a lot of verification stuff, commercial activity. It gives you a whole rundown what it means. I see it this way. In good faith, I do find this. I'm very leery. And I agree the parents should monitor what their children are doing on social media. Even like myself, I like to utilize it. It's not my lifestyle at all. So it has stuff here, like violation would be $50,000 and all that, civil penalties for certain things, which is, let me see if I'm a third-party platform. I'm just like skimming through here. Now, one thing I got to say, I do see a free speech and privacy issue on this and natural rights. So it's actually Article 1, Sections 2, 4, 2-4 and 2-4. I consider this an invalid 10, which is prohibition, and 23 of the Florida Constitution. So I'm gonna browse through what the Florida Constitution has to say about this. But the links on this website, if you want to actually read the bill thoroughly, and of course, look at basic rights, so the Section 2 of the Florida Constitution, Declaration of Rights. All persons, male and female alike, are equal before the law and have inalienable rights, among which are to enjoy life, to enjoy and defend life, liberty, and to pursue happiness, to be rewarded for industry, and to acquire, possess, and protect property. Okay, so that's the first sentence on 2. And of course, free speech. Every person may speak freely, write and publish sentiments on all subjects, but shall be responsible for the abuse of the right. No law shall be passed or restrained or abridge the liberty of speech or of the press. And all criminal prosecutions or civil actions for defamation of the truth may be given to evidence if the matter charged as defamatory is true and it was published with good motives. The party shall be acquitted or exonerated. So it's got to be good motives. All right. So you can see it's a free speech thing. And if you actually look down on, I can say, prohibited laws, no bill of attainder or ex post facto law or law impairing the obligation of contract should be passed. So based on what they're saying, this bill, if it gets signed, if it becomes law on July, if it becomes law, it will start July 1st, 2024. And what will happen, it will be considered an impairing contract. And that's dangerous. So prohibited laws are illegal. Article 1, Section 10 of the Florida Constitution. And we'll hit 23, right of privacy. Privacy issues here. Every natural person has a right to be let alone and free from governmental intrusion into a person's private life, except as otherwise provided herein. This section shall not be construed to the public's limit of rights of access to public records and meetings as provided by law. So, you know, like, concealed weapons permits, all that is considered confidential or highly sensitive. Just give you that interesting thing. Because when you look at it, too, in 2012, they did pass a law. They ejected a constitutional amendment on abortion, but you have to have a qualified doctor, but they may affect the right of privacy, and it got voted no. So if the abortion amendment got ejected because of this law, you got to treat it the same way. So go across the board, there's no exceptions. And I'm not a fan of abortion myself, so I'll be clear on that. I'll be very clear. So let me just go on here. Boom, 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 boom. I'm just trying to look through here. Yeah, that's really it on that matter. It's just what I observed on here when I'm skimming through. It is considered a very elite, unconstitutional bill. And you gotta put it, shred it into oblivion. Let the parents make a decision. And that includes the public nuisance law, which I proudly oppose. No, and of course the Anti-Semitism Protection Act in the great state of Florida. If you criticize the Nation of Israel at a college, it's considered illegal. That's invalid too. Anything that usurps Florida's Constitution is void and without force. Plain and simple. Well, that's my intake on this. And I'll do the final article right after this, so stay tuned. All right, I'm going to do one more here. It came from the 10thAmendmentCenter.com. It's entitled, Mercy Otis Warren. Constitution will terminate in the most uncontrolled despotism. It's by T.J. Martinell. Mercy Otis Warren came down firmly opposed to the ratification of the Constitution and her anonymously written pamphlet titled The Observation of the New Constitution and on the Federal and State Conventions was highly influential during the ratification debates. Warren has been referred to as America's first female historian. She approached the Constitution from the perspective of the spirit of 76. As noted by the Constitution Center, she explained in vivid, poetic Pross, why the proposed system of government posed much the same threat to American liberty as the British government once had. Her chief worry was that the Constitution would abandon the principles of the American Revolution and facilitate consolidation of the states under a powerful national government. In other words, it will lead to unlimited centralized power, similar to the system the colonists had fought to leave. Interesting there, right? It says here, the ratification of a constitution, which by the undefined meaning of some parts and the ambiguities of expression in others, is dangerously adopted to the purpose of an immediate aristocratic tyranny. That from the difficulty, if not impracticability, from its operation must soon terminate in the most uncontrolled despotism. Because of this, Warren warned that the proposed constitution threatens to sweep away the rights for which the brave sons of America have fought with a heroism scarcely paralleled even in the ancient republics. Warren wrote the pamphlet under the pseudonym A Columbian Patriot. It wasn't until a century later that she was revealed as the author. The pamphlet's influence went far beyond her home state of Massachusetts. Any Federalist distributed some 1,700 copies of the pamphlet to count the Federalists. Warren argued that the territory making up the United States was too vast to be administered by a single government. The difficulty, if not impracticability, of exercising the equal and equitable powers of government by a single legislator over an extent of territory that reaches from the Mississippi to the Western Lakes and from them to the Atlantic Ocean is an insuperable objection to the adoption of the new system. She laminated that not one state legislator had the most distant idea when they first appointed members of a convention entirely commercial, or when they afterwards authorized them to consider on some amendments of the Federal Union, as they would, without any warrant from their constituents, presume on so bold and daring a stride as ultimately to destroy the state government and offer a consolidated system, irreversible, but on condition that the smallest degree of penetration must discover to be impracticable. Warren's intense opposition is partly expressed in her view that self-defense obliges everyone to remonstrate the strides of ambition and the wanton lust of domination and to resist the first approaches of tyranny. She echoed many of the concerns of fellow Anti-Federalists and included some specific objections to the structure of the Constitution, warning that it failed to adequately limit the power of the general government and threatened individual liberties. Federalists claimed that the checks and balances included in the Constitution allowed the executive, legislative, and judicial branches to hold each other accountable and prevent too much consolidated power. Nevertheless, Warren felt there was not enough separation between them. The executive and the legislators are so dangerously blended as to give just cause of alarm, and everything related thereto is couched in such ambiguous terms, in such vague and indefinite expressions, as is a sufficient ground without any other objection for the reprobation of a system that the authors dare not hazard to a clear investigation. Anyone familiar with Anti-Federalist writing will find common rhetoric in her attacks on the notions of a standing army. She says here, standing armies have been the nursery of vice and the bane of liberty, from the Roman legions to the establishment of the artful Zemenes, and from the ruin of the Cortes of Spain to the planting the British cohorts in the capitals of America. By the edicts of authority vested in the sovereign power, by the proposed constitution, the militia of the country, the bulwark of defense and security of national liberty, is no longer under control of civil authority, but at the rescript of the monarch or the aristocracy, they may either be employed to extort the numerous sums that will be necessary to support the civil list, to maintain the regalia of power and the splendor of the most useless part of the community, or they may be sent into foreign countries for the fulfillment of treaties stipulated by the president and two-thirds of the Senate. Once more, she shared the any further skepticism when it came to the congressional power of taxation, calling a monopoly of Congress. Warren also prophetically anticipated that once states accept a new federal government under the Constitution, there's no way of getting out of it. They proponents wish to see the Confederate states bound together by the most indissolvable union, but without renouncing their several sovereignties and independence and becoming tributaries to a consolidated fabric of aristocratic tyranny. It is important to note that at the time, the Bill of Rights had yet to be included in the U.S. Constitution, which had proved a very contentious point among any Federalists in Virginia, Massachusetts, New York, and elsewhere. Federalists had offered an olive branch in the form of proposed amendments, but the Constitution was to be ratified without them. Hence, Warren lambasted the Constitution for having no security of the preferred system, either for the right of conscience or the liberty of the press. Despotism usually, while it's gaining ground, will suffer men to think, say, or write what they please, but when once established, if it is thought necessary to subvert the purposes of arbitrary power, the most unjust restrictions may take place in the first instance in an imprimatur on the press, in the next may silence the complaints and forbid the most decent remonstrances of an injured and oppressed people. She also didn't accept the claim that once the Constitution was accepted, the Bill of Rights would be tracked on. The very suggestion that we ought to trust to the precarious hope of amendments and redress after we have voluntarily fixed the shackles on our own necks should have awakened to a double degree of caution. Ultimately, Warren's objections all came back to the fear of consolidation and the belief that the system proposed by the Constitution would unravel the hard-fought victory won in the Revolution. The glorious fabric of liberty successfully reared with so much labor and totters to the foundation and may be blown away as a bubble of fancy by the rude breath of military combinations and politicians of yesterday. Her conclusion is bittersweet and is far-sighted in its perspective, is what she says here. If, after all, on a dispassionate and fair discussion, the people generally gave their voice for a voluntary dereliction of their privileges, let every individual who chooses the active senses of life strive to support the peace and unanimity of his country, though every other blessing may expire. And while the statesman is plotting for power and the courtier practicing the arts of dissimulation without check, while the rapacious are growing rich by oppression and fortune throwing her gifts into the lap of fools, let the sublimer characters of philosophic lovers of freedom who have wept over her exit retire to calm shades of contemplation. There they may look down with pity on the inconsistencies of human nature. The revolutionary estates the rises of kingdoms and the fall of empires. Wow. Always got to know the heads up. Always pay attention. Always observe responsibly. It's always good to know about these history lessons, my friends. One thing I gotta say, she's right. This is why Jefferson once said, eternal vigilance is the key to liberty. When we read the Declaration of Independence, one of the main objectives is to never trust the government. We have to have it in our thought process, our DNA. It is our heritage. Rather, if you're born here, naturally born here, or been naturalized, we have obligations not to bicker, not to complain, and do nothing. There's many of them out there. I call them Beakerholics Anonymous. When I hear them complain, and I say, what are you going to do? You know what to do. I go, you're a beakerholic. Shut up. That's just me. I got that to the people I like. But you know what? I'm not there to pick on them. Getting them to think. Don't be the whiner. Don't be the complainer. Action speaks louder than words. Yeah, with the garbage. I'm like, you know what? You know what? You just pull down your pants and go, tell them, give it to me, baby. Because I'm a peasant. I don't buy that. And neither should you. And of course, Warren Otis, won't like it. Mercy, Otis Warren, excuse me, won't like it. So let's keep that legacy going. Well, my friends, that will be it. Well, thank everyone for listening. Plus, feel free to download and share us throughout your social media networks. If you have any questions, comments, information, all that good stuff, you can go to ll3.podcast@proton.me. I'll leave the footnotes of all the information on my page. If you want to donate, go to paypal.me or cash.app/lookylooknumber3. If you want to support Reclaim the Net, 10th Amendment Center, I say do it. Great stuff. And always see things a lot more thorough. Never be a yes person, my friends. Decentralization is the key. I'm enjoying every minute of it. All right. Once again, thank you for your time. Plus, always remember that demoniac resistance is healthy for the soul and can liberate humanity. Till next time, take care of yourselves. Keep on spreading the love. And may your guardian spirits be with you.